Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the face of...
Hi listeners and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we'll welcome back our good friend, Demi Michelle. We'll catch up with her about what she's been up to since the last time she was on. Her brand new single, which is one of many that she's got coming down the pike in the next little bit, as well as anything that she's doing that she can talk about. This is going to be fun, folks. So with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome back our lovely friend, Demi Michelle, to the show. Hey, Demi, how are you?
Hi, Cody. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for doing this again today.
Of course. I'm so excited. This is the third time. Look at us going. I'm so excited.
Oh, gosh. I mean, and if y'all don't know... Well, she's talking about this being the third time we've talked on a podcast. Back last month, my episode of Demi's podcast dropped about a month ago, which we taped back in December.
I am so excited that's finally out. That was one of my favorite episodes I've done, and that was one of the last ones I recorded in 2021. So it was awesome to kind of wrap up the recording for the show with you and then finally release that. I think it was February 6th I put it out. So it's only been out for about a month. And that's so – it's such a great one, just chatting about all things country music. And I really like how we made it fun but also got into more deeper sides of the topic as well, made it super honest and authentic. And it was so awesome having you on the show. So thank you again for being on mine.
Well, thank you for having me, and it's not often that I get asked to do stuff like that, so I'll take that opportunity any chance I get.
Yeah, for sure, and it was awesome having you. Yours was so incredible, and the listeners are loving it, too.
And speaking of your podcast, you, my friend, are absolutely killing it.
I know, it's been crazy. I literally am getting kind of stressed out because, like, when I started the podcast, I had it in my head, like, oh, every other Sunday. And I didn't think it'd be, like, super interesting, and I didn't think many people would want to be on it. But ever since October, I haven't really reached out to anybody on my own because I've been getting so many emails from artists themselves and managers and publicists. So it's been, like, absolutely crazy. And I'm, like, booked through the beginning of May now. And I'm actually, like, tripling up on the March and April episodes just to get caught up because so many people have reached out. And, like, I'm the kind of person that, like, I honestly find value in every single conversation I have on the show. And I always say that no matter who you are, like, if you're somewhat in the music industry in some way, then you have a space on my show if you want to be. And so I don't like saying no to anybody. Like, if you want to be on my show, then you have a spot on it. And so it's been really difficult trying to schedule things because the amount of emails I've been getting are, like, more than the episodes I have available each month. So it's been crazy, but I've been loving every second of it. And I cannot believe it turns one in May. That's just crazy.
And I love what you said about everybody having a space on your podcast because – we're the same in that respect because everybody that's on my podcast, they are totally free to go anywhere with the conversation. And,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times, as soon as I pick up a line, I don't even know where we're headed a lot of the times.
mm-hmm. Yeah. No, for sure. I think that's so important about, like, mine as well and yours is, like, it's not scripted. Like, you have some talking points of things to hit, but at the end of the day, it's just a very genuine conversation. And that's why, like, I feel like everybody has a spot on the show because it's all about everybody's experiences and stories. and everything they've learned and things they want to share. And everybody had two things to share. No matter who you are, you have a story to tell. And so I think it's really important to give everybody a space to do that. And so I think it's awesome. Like, I love being so inclusive with this show, like being so open and giving those opportunities to people, because as an artist myself, it's really hard, you know, reaching out to people and finding the confidence to do that and then wondering, like, if you'll be a good fit and all of that. It can be really nerve-wracking at times. And so I always try to make, you know, Right on Track a really safe space for anybody who wants to be on it.
Now you have quite the love affair with the UK. Talk about that for a second.
The UK has blown my mind ever since I started, which is why I released Across the Pond in February. And I think, like, it's so crazy. Like, every songwriter, you don't really know the songs you're going to write until something inspires you to write something. And when I started songwriting, I never thought I would write a song about the UK and everybody else over in Europe for supporting me. And so when things started to really snowball at the beginning of last year, I was really grateful for everything. And so I wrote Across the Pond, which I just released, and I was able to work with Rachel Selick from Scarlet River over in the UK. And it's been a great experience working with her for the first time, doing the PR. And so I think, like, I'm just so grateful for everybody who supports me and all the connections and friends that I've made since I started on this journey, especially last year into this year. It's been incredible. And so I wanted to write Across the Pond as a little thank you gift to everybody. So that's really special to me.
Isn't it cool how these little podcasts and these little things that we start basically on a whim can reach literally around the world? I mean, even 10 years into doing this, that still completely blows my mind that the show is heard in several different countries now.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. Yeah, I know. I feel the same way about mine. Like, even my music, too, just, like, looking through the analytics, like, for my podcast and my music, like, seeing all the different countries that it's being listened to. It's crazy. I think that's one of the coolest things about, like, the digital age. It's so accessible, music and podcasts and everything. And actually looking and seeing, like, oh, my God, there's people in this country, like, listening to my work. It's, like, really incredible. And the UK has been a big part of that, and the States, too, and many other countries. So it's been crazy. Like, I totally did not expect any of that.
I haven't checked this recently, and I need to, but other than the U.S., I think my biggest listenership comes from, I want to say, Germany.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's
so
cool.
Which is just incredibly crazy to me. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, like, the Netherlands and, like, Norway are high up on my list. Ireland too. It's like crazy, like literally worldwide, how people are just tuning in and listening. And the discovery too, like, that's the one thing with, like, my podcast especially. It's like, I've been getting emails from people interested to be on if they're the artist reaching out, but also, like, the publicist reaching out for their artist. And, like, I'm, like, sitting there thinking, like, were you guys, like, discovering me to, like, you know, reach out? Like, it's crazy how, like, people are finding it, you know?
And correct me if I'm wrong, but when you first started your podcast, I think I told you, I said, don't be surprised if talent agencies start reaching out to have their artists on your show. Don't be surprised.
Yeah, I know. It's been crazy. It's been so fun. And I'm actually planning something really fun. So in May, I haven't really shared too many details about this yet because I'm still, you know, like, figuring out all the details. But I'm doing a little kind of companion thing to the actual show. It's kind of like a little game show thing. And so I'm sorting things out for that. But I just wanted something, like, something to add to it. That's kind of like a short season, not something that lasts super long. I think it's going to be 7 episodes or something like that. But just something extra to, like, celebrate 1 year, because I think, like, a lot of people, I mean, you know, I'm sure, like, say I want to do a podcast or I want to do this or that, and they'll do it for a couple of months, and then they'll, like, stop it, and they'll lose interest and, like, you know, lose love for it, and they'll just, like, stop doing it. And, you know, you've been doing this for 10 years, so you've kept your momentum going. And I think, you know, marking 1 year of the first episode being released on my birthday is, like, really cool, like, showing, like, I literally committed a whole year to this, and I still love it as much as I did, even more than when I started. And so that's just, like, really exciting, because I never expected it to unfold the way it did.
You know, and one of the reasons why I've been at this so long is I keep this little quote from former University of Tennessee football player Inky Johnson in the back of my head. He goes, commitment is staying true to what you said you would do long after the mood you said it in has left.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. It's so true.
And that just hit me, and I was like, that's a great quote.
Yeah, it is. It's so good. So true.
So I want to switch gears here a second and talk about your brand new music. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the last time you were on this podcast, Dear Diary wasn't even released, was it?
I don't think so. I don't think. I think it was, like, right before Dear Diary. I don't think it was. It could have been around the release, but it was definitely, like, somewhere, maybe September, October, around there.
So talk to me about a Dear Diary. I haven't got a chance to listen to the thing in its entirety yet, but from the title, at least, of the album, it sounds sort of autobiographical a little bit.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It definitely is. And I think that's kind of like a mark of all my music and why I wanted to title my first album Dear Diary. Because even moving forward, just because my projects aren't called Dear Diary 2, Dear Diary 3, like, they're still as autobiographical as that one is. But there's 11 tracks on it. Will I Ever is probably the most popular one. And then Find Love was the second single. There's an acoustic version of Will I Ever on there, and then there's the rest of the songs. But I've had so much fun writing and recording that, and I think I had to do that album for myself. I was going through a lot during the period of when I was writing the album, and so I just needed to, like, get some things out. And I feel like through doing the album, I went through a journey of self-discovery, which was really cool. And so I'm just, like, really happy with the project, and I think it was nice to do a contemporary pop-driven album because, as you know, I'm shifting more country. I'm currently working on an EP right now that's 5 tracks, and the songs are, like, country pop. And so I loved being able to release an album of the music that I grew up listening to, because even though my style and taste of music is changing a little bit, I still love pop music, and so releasing that album genre-wise, it was a nice, you know, tie back to, like, the music I grew up loving and where I was as a songwriter when I started. So it's been incredible, and I'm really, really excited because I wanted to end Dear Diary with something really special, and I didn't want to just let it dwindle away. There's so many artists who release albums, and then they just let it live its life, and then they say, okay, the new single of my next project comes out on this date, and the previous project doesn't really have a big moment of closure. And so that's something I, like, kept in mind when I was doing the project. And so there's a song called Four Leaf Clover, and I wrote it during Dear Diary. But just the title itself and the kind of concept of the song, it felt very spring to me, and so I didn't think it fit on Dear Diary. And so I thought, okay, wait, what if I hold on to this and release it in the spring as, like, a closing entry of Dear Diary? So that's what I'm doing, and it comes out on St. Patrick's Day, so it's coming out on Thursday. It's a fully acoustic song, singer-songwriter, kind of pop-folk in a way. But I love that song, and I'm really excited to kind of close the Dear Diary chapter with that because, you know, after I released the album, I released Snow on Christmas Day, which was my original Christmas song. Then I released my Homecoming Queen cover, and then I released Across the Pond. So there were some things in between that I didn't want Dear Diary to kind of be forgotten after those other special releases, and so that's why I wanted to bring Four Leaf Clover back and release that one to kind of bring Dear Diary to an end in a very special way. So, yeah.
Now, I noticed something you said. Your upcoming EP is going to be more country driven.
Mm-hmm.
And that talked about this. I'm pretty sure we talked about it on your show, but I don't know if we talked about it the last time you were on here. But I love the genre blending of the music industry right now.
I love
the genre blending of it. I think right now, music-wise, with all the blending of the genres, is some of the best music being produced in a long time.
Yeah, it's so fun. I think blending genres is so cool. So, yeah, the EP is definitely country focused, but there are definitely other genres mixed in. Like the lead single, You Get What You Give, is definitely leaning pop. So definitely pop country. And then there's another song that I'm currently working on right now with my guitarist. It's called Afterthought. And it's very, like, it's definitely country, but it's so funny because he was like, to me, this is like, there's like flavors of rock in this and like blues, and we're like, this is so fun. And I think once you start getting into like the country kind of side of things, you can do really cool things, like depending on like the way the guitars play, the way the riffs are, instrumentation can kind of bring in other flavors of different genres. And I think that's what I'm really having so much fun with the new EP is like, Dear Diary is very contemporary pop. Like, there are some other genres sprinkled in there. Some people hear country inside of the song. I don't really hear country in them, but Find Love, I guess, is the one that's closest to, like, pop country. And people are saying that the Will I Ever acoustic version is kind of folky, but for the most part, it's very contemporary pop. And so I think with this EP, I'm trying to, like, make it cohesive as, like, all of them are, like, country-focused. But also, I'm a huge fan of, like, making songs in a project be like individuals too, because there are some artists I listen to on albums that like every track kind of feels the same, like the same instrumentation, same vibe, and it's really cohesive, and sometimes it can feel like over cohesive. And so for me, it's less of like instrumentation and style and vibe and more of concept. And so, like, that's one of the main reasons why I'm going country is because, like, I'm very lyric-driven. I love lyrics and I love stories. And so that is kind of the thread throughout this whole EP. Like, there's country elements and there's very, like, specific stories going on, really strong with the lyrics. But, like, one song's more poppy. The other one's, like, a piano ballad. And then there's one on there that's, like, a little bit of, like, undertones of rock and blues a little bit. So I think it's really fun bringing in those other genres to make the song stand out on their own.
There's an artist that you might be familiar with. She's from up around your area, Kelly Jean. She is...
Yeah!
And I've never heard of this subgenre until she was on the show. But her thing is more grunge country, which sounds really cool.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I love how like people are having the freedom to be creative, because I think that's what music is all about. Which is why I'm like, I would love to go more mainstream. And I would love to have, like, a wider reach and a strong label backing me. But then at the same time, like, once you get into major labels and those kind of deals, they usually have some kind of sound they're trying to sell for, like, the market. And so I feel like some of that genre blending creativity is not as able to be used. And so I think that's why I love being independent so much, is, like, I can bring – my own vision to the song. My musicians and my producer can add their own influences and flavors to the song, so they're so unique. I think independent artists, independent country artists especially, are doing such cool things, and I think that's awesome, and I can't wait to see how that continues to go. And there are definitely mainstream artists that are pushing. Like, look at Dolly Parton. Her album, everybody's saying, is like super rock and roll. Like, I didn't listen to it yet. But everybody's saying like Dolly's kind of like shifting a lot. Look at Dan and Shay. Like, they're clearly like more pop than country, but they're well loved in the country, you know, world. So it is happening in mainstream, which is really cool to see. But I think the independent artists have so much more freedom to do that.
Oh, I agree 1,000%. And one last thing I'll mention about the genre blending, and we'll move on. Another friend of mine, maybe 2 or 3 releases ago, put out a song that I've labeled, and I told her this, I've labeled it as techno country. I'll send you the track.
Whoa, that's cool.
It will blow your mind.
Techno country. Oh my god, that's perfect. Yeah,
I'll send
awesome.
You the video for the song. It will totally blow your mind.
It's
the coolest thing. But anyway, in the next few minutes, I want to talk about what's coming up for you. Now, I know we mentioned another single coming out this Thursday and in your upcoming EP, but what else? What's coming up for you on your podcast?
So, in terms of the podcast, I have incredible episodes coming up. 3 are coming out on Sunday. One is on songwriting education. One is on songwriting retreat specifically. And the third one, which is one I'm really excited for, is on overcoming the fear of failure. And that's really, it was a really great one. An Icelandic songwriter was on with me for that one. So lots of different topics that I'm exploring over the next couple of weeks for that. I'm also really excited because in terms of the music, I'm getting pictures taken. I have my photo shoot on Saturday for my EP, and I'm really excited because today I literally just got highlights, and haven't gotten highlights in my hair since like high school, because my hair, like, I don't know, I like the color of my hair, but like when I was in like middle school and high school, I always did crazy stuff. Like, I did the whole like feather extensions thing, and like during Christmas time I got like those tinsel extensions, and I always did crazy highlights and stuff. But when I went to college, I, like, dyed my hair all brown again, and it's just been, like, the natural color ever since. And I just, like, wanted something different because I feel like I'm, like, a new person after going through Dear Diary. And I just, like, spring's coming. I wanted a new look, and I wanted a new look for the project. And I was just, like, I'm getting highlights. Like, it was the craziest thing because I was literally just at the salon, like, not even, like, 2 weeks ago, like, a week and a half ago. And I got my hair cut. And then I got home, and then I was, like, I have to go back and get highlights. And so I called, and they were like, you're just here. I was like, but I need highlights. So I just got highlights today. They're like kind of caramel color. They're really pretty. So I'm really excited for that. And I'm also going to be filming my first music video. Details are still, you know, getting sorted for that. But the plan is to film that in April. And that's going to be for You Get What You Give, which is the lead single off the EP. So I've never done a music video before, so I'm stoked for that. So, yeah, I'm just really excited. I'm really excited to have my first project kind of behind me, because now moving forward, I feel more grounded. And I'm just, like, really excited. I feel like I'm much more, like, free this time, letting myself be more free with my creativity, but also, like, getting deep in the details, because with Dear Diary, like, I was just starting songwriting, and so, like, I would write a song and get so excited about it. I, like, book a session, like, in a couple weeks and then go record it. But this time around, like, I literally made myself decide to do an EP instead of an album, just because I wanted to force myself to pick my best songs instead of recording all of them. And so I would say there's one song on the EP that's called I Hope You're Lucky, and that's one that I wrote back in 2020, and everybody loves it. Like, every time I play it on a live stream or a live show, like, everybody loves that one, and so it fits the concept of the EP, and so I'm bringing that one back as a little treat for everybody who likes that song. But other than that one, the other four are ones that have been written from September to now. So they're definitely more new, and I've really spent a lot of time crafting them. The one song went through 5 title changes, which is something that never happened with me before. The one completely changed vibe. So I'm really, like, crafting them in a way I never really took time to do before. And they're turning out to be, like, 5 of my best songs that I'm really, really excited for everybody to hear. So I feel like the whole project as a whole, and, like, everything coming up is, like, a step beyond Dear Diary. And that's great to say because, like, everybody wants to continue moving forward. You don't want to stay where you are. And so I'm just, like, super excited for this.
I cannot wait for this new music. You know how talented I think you are, and I'm just...
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you, you know?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I want to share, too, because this is huge news. So I'm getting my first songwriting cut ever on March 25th. There is an incredible, incredible artist, Lindsay Farrow from the UK, and she's a gorgeous voice. I connected with her last fall, and she was looking for songwriters at the time to write some music with her. And one of my friends over in the UK was like, hey, Lindsay was looking for a songwriter. Why don't you reach out? And so I connected with her, and we wrote a song called Never Add Up. And it's a gorgeous piano ballad. I had the honor of playing piano on the track when I was at the studio in January. And it's coming out on the 25th of this month. And that's crazy to me because ever since I started, like, I could not wait until I got my first cut because I love being an artist, but songwriting is my main thing, and my main goal is to eventually write for other artists. And finally getting that first opportunity to have one of my songs I co-wrote with another artist recorded is so exciting. So that's coming up. And then also, this is still kind of quiet, but I'm not going to give it too many details. I'm really excited about this. So I got asked to top line a track, which for anybody listening who doesn't know what that means, it's basically when you're given a produced track, like an instrumental track, like a karaoke basically, and you need to write the lyric and melody over top. And there's a duo that is doing a project, and they asked me if I wanted to feature on one of the songs and top line it over the track that they made. And I was like, no way, like, that's the coolest thing. And so I just finished writing the song. I got their approval. And so I'll be recording my vocals for that in April. And then that will be out at some point, hopefully. So things, like, cool things are happening. Like, aside from my own music that I'm writing and recording myself, mm-hmm. like, I'm getting to do these side projects that hasn't happened before now. And so it's super exciting.
And I did want to mention, we talked about it a little bit off air, and you might have mentioned it earlier, but you're graduating with your master's in June, aren't you?
Yes, I'm graduating in June. It's nuts. I literally just applied for graduation last week. So that's crazy. I can't believe I'm graduating. I've been at the university I'm getting my master's at since I was an undergrad, so... Since like 2015 to now, Seton Hill has been my home. So it's nuts that I'm graduating in June. I feel like my master's went faster than my undergrad, which kind of makes sense because it's only 3 years instead of 4. But still, it like went really fast. So yeah, it's crazy. I'm graduating in June. But that's the other thing too. Like on top of like all of this, like I'm doing music stuff. I'm doing my podcast. I'm doing these side projects. I obviously need to take time for myself to just chill sometimes. And, like, on top of all that, I literally did a master's degree. And so that's just, like, nuts. I did it. I did it. I'm getting my master's in June.
That is awesome. Well hey, listen, it's been so much fun getting to catch up with you today.
has. Thank you so much for having me again. I love talking to you. And it's been awesome, you know, getting to chat with you about everything that's been new. Because I'm so excited for all of it. This is going to be a great year.
Absolutely. And I think we're going to let you go and let you get back to your evening. But I will definitely, I'll text you the video of that song that I've labeled as Techno Country.
Okay, no, for sure. Then I can't wait to hear this.
Awesome. So I think we're gonna let you go, but okay. You know, you've always got a open invitation back to the show anytime. You know that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll definitely have to hop back on when the EP is out so we can talk all about the songs. It's super sassy. It's definitely a different side of me. I'm really excited to bring out the sass. It's going to be fun.
Oh, I love me some sass.
Well, thank you so much for having me again.
I'll talk to you later, Demi, okay?
All right. Bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Demi Michelle. Before I get out of here, I did want to mention that next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we welcome back another former guest in the incredibly talented Miss Aubrey Wallet. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.